joined pregame by community coach Bob Curtis. Coach, you've seen Pilot Grove twice already this season. What are you expecting from them, and what do you hope from your girls tonight?
Well, you're right. You know, we don't have a lot of secrets. We're in the same conference. We met in a championship over at New Franklin. And so, you know, it's scary to play a good team like them for the third time. You know, the kids are prepared. They just got to go out and play. You know, but it is one of those games. Typically in a sectional, you find somebody, you know, it's not a familiar foe. And so this one, you know, this one's going to be a little awkward probably because we know a lot about each other.
Yeah, and how about the CAC? I mean, three district champions in the conference really has benefited both you and Pilot Grove for playing a tough schedule to get here. How do you think that has helped you specifically coming into this game?
Oh, a lot. You know, we were talking the other day. I think there's six teams, you know, three boys and three girls out of the CAC still playing. And that's just a credit to the conference. That's one of the reasons we wanted to join is the girls' basketball is so competitive and great in that conference. And we're just excited to be in it and to be in this position. And, you know, we play a good Pilot Grove team. And I'm sure at the end of the night, you know, both teams are going to play hard. And we just hope that, you know, a couple loose balls go our way and a couple stick backs are ours. But we know both teams are great teams and got great players on them. No secret, you know, Emily Shoup for them kind of makes them go. Natalie Thomas for us. Both those kids are special players. And the kids around them, you know, are guts players and do a great job. So we're excited to be here.
What's the most important thing for your girls to do tonight to come away with another win?
Well, you know, in the district championship, you know, we had some kids. Delaney Bowers took two charges in that game. You know, we had some on the boards. You know, I heard Steve Lassman talk about that earlier, and that's absolutely critical. If you get into, you know, sectionals in the state playoffs, you don't rebound the ball and you give good teams two or three shots, you're going to get beat. So we were really good on the boards the other night. We defended really well. If that shows up, you always have a chance to win. And you know, at this level, everybody can score. It's about who does the dirty work, who gets on the ground for loose balls, who takes charges, and who rebounds.
Community Coach Bob Curtis. Coach, thanks for joining us pregame. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate your coverage.
Back out at Sturgeon High School as we get ready for our second sectional game, this one between the Community Lady Trojans and the Pilot Grove Lady Tigers. These two teams have met twice already this season. They are in the same conference. They met in the New Franklin Tournament Championship. Community came on top of that one 50-34. In the conference game they played at Community, Community came away with that one 82-53. But of course we know, Ben, how tough it can be to play at a place like Community. Overall, Community Lady Trojans 24-2, the Class 1 District 10 champions. Pilot Grove 20-6, the Class 1 District 9 champions. Ben, it's always interesting when we get to this point, especially how rare it is to see two teams that are familiar with each other in the state sectionals. Do you think that plays to the team's advantage or disadvantage, and how do you see this game playing out?
I think for the team that's won the most, I think it plays to their advantage because they know at this point what works for them and what doesn't and how to defend the team better than they have in the past and how to even put more points up. So I think it'll be a lot more fun of a state sectional because both these teams have seen each other. So instead of that minute or maybe even quarter long time where they're really getting used to each other and the feeling out period, you just get right at it. You know, these teams know exactly what they're going to do. They know exactly what to expect. There's no secrets. So they really are just going to stick to the game plan and hope it works. And with two teams like this, the team that's usually has come out the winner at least a couple of times, they're probably going to win the game.
Community got here with a first-round victory over Wellsville, 60-13. They beat North Shelby, 77-26, and Canton in the finals, 63-46. So really pretty easy going through the district tournament to get here for Community. For Pilot Grove, they got a first-round bye. They defeated Bunston, 37-26, and then Otterville in the District 9 championship, 54-37. Two CAC girls teams coming up, both 20-win teams, and we will have the state sectional between these two in 2 minutes on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Back at Sturgeon High School for a conference matchup in the state sectionals between the Community Lady Trojans and the Pilot Grove Lady Tigers. Starting lineups being introduced right now. We'll go through them as well. For the Pilot Grove Lady Tigers, Grace Phillips, Chloe Schlotzauer, Reagan McPatrick, Emily Shoup, and Melanie Wolf. For the Lady Trojans of the Community, Natalie Thomas, Delaney Bowers, Deanne Brooks, Sadie Hoyt, and Brianna Beamer. Again, the two matchups for these teams this season. First, coming on January 5th, the championship of the New Franklin Tournament. Community won that one 50-34. And the most recent coming, the first of the month on February 1st, the conference matchup between the two. That was at Community. Community came out on top 82-53. As we prep for this one, again, you heard Bob Curtis. The emphasis for him will be on rebounding for his team. As he referenced Steve Lastman's pregame interview as well for the importance of rebounding. But we get ready here. As he said, there are no secrets in this game. And both teams are going to know from the get-go what each other's going to throw at them. Meeting midcourt for the tip-off is going to be Emily Shoup for the Lady Tigers and Natalie Thomas for Community. As the team's ready to jump center. And Community wins the tip-off. Community black uniforms, red lettering, red numbers. And over in the corner, driving inside, and now under the basket, and travel called immediately. This travel on Brianna Beamer. And Pilot Grove will get it. Pilot Grove, of course, going left to right, white uniforms, purple numbering, purple lettering. As Community gets it back, a shot was missed originally by Delaney Bowers, but an offensive rebound and fouled under the basket.
And that's what Community does so well, is they pressure you to make bad decisions, and that's what happened right there.
First free throw is true at the line. It is Brianna Beamer. Her second also good. 2-0 an early lead for Community as Pilot Grove looks to inbound, and they do. A full court press shown early on by Community. And up the court now out of bounds, but off the hands of Natalie Thomas, so it stays with Pilot Grove.
Community is a tough team on the defensive side. Their hands are very active. They pressure you pretty well. And see if Pilot Grove can adjust.
Driving on the inside off the fingertips of Melanie Wolf and stolen away by Community. 30 seconds into this one, Community gets the ball back, leading 2-0. Up top of the key, Thomas, now over right wing, Bowers. Back now near side wing is Beamer, dribbling to her right. Stops top of the key, tosses to her right. And now over far side corner to Bowers. In. One-handed shot with the right is going to be taken and missed, but an offensive rebound by Community. Another offensive rebound, and this one put in by Beamer. Beamer has all four of Community's points here early on, and now this one stolen by Community, but over and back. So it'll go back to Pilot Grove.
Yeah, Natalie Thomas is so tough on the defensive side of the ball. She did that other steal right to start the game as well. She kind of poked it from behind. Just a tremendous job to start this game for her. The energy level is very high.
Inbound across the court, now under the basket, and again off the fingertips of Melanie Wolf, but this time she saves it. She'll back into the post, and it's tipped out of bounds off of Wolf. Community gets it back. Credit Deanne Brooks with the tip. And just over a minute into this contest, Community leads 4-0. Thomas, double team, but she gets it out over to Bowers. Bowers dribbling to her right, back out to Beamer. Beamer dribbles left, back right, now across the court, over to Bowers, right wing. She drives inside, puts a shot up, missed. But a fight for it under the basket and a jump ball. Possession arrow points to Pilot Grove. As Abby Shoup will enter the game for Reagan Patrick. And it'll be Schlotzauer to inbound left baseline. Bounce pass inbound, quickly back to Schlotzauer, who brings it up the court for the Lady Tigers. This one poked away and stolen up the court, but now this one is stolen as Shoup comes up with it. And that one could have been over the back. But they got it. Grace Phillips up the court. Schlotzhauer driving inside. She puts a shot up. Fouled and two.
They need that one. They really needed that one because 4-0, easy to come back from. But if you let Community start to go on a run, 6-0, 8-0, it's a hard deficit to come back to right at the start of the game. Now they're able to reel them back in a little bit, down 4-2. They can now get it down to a one-point deficit.
Schlotzhauer, one of three seniors on this team. And she can't make the end one. 4-2, Community leads. They get the ball back. 2 minutes into this one. As Thomas brings it up the court for the Lady Trojans. She passes inside to Brooks. Brooks' shot put up. And coming down with it is Melanie Wolf for Pilot Grove. Quickly up the court. Shoop. Shoop will take it all the way. And she's fouled on the way. They'll charge this one on Natalie Thomas, her first, team's second. And it'll put Emily Shoop at the line for two. First one's missed.
It's a good hard take by Shoop, too. She's being aggressive, and I think that's what's going to get some of these officials to make the call, is just be aggressive down low. Lower your shoulder.
Shoop's second free throw is through. 4-3, Community in early lead. 5:45 to go in this first quarter. Up the court for the Lady Trojans is Beamer. She'll dribble behind the back. Now back to her right, cuts left. Dribbling top of the key, guarded by Phillips. Now over to Thomas. Thomas drives inside, gets it back to the charity stripe, Delaney Bowers, and she'll back out right wing. Over to Beamer, near side wing. She'll dribble to her right, top of the key. And she drug her trail foot. That'll be a travel, and Kyla Grove will get it back. Chance to take the lead here for the Lady Tigers.
Nice job by Pilot Grove to hold down on the defensive side. Community came out hot, four straight points. Pilot Grove now an opportunity to take the lead.
Schlotzhauer, a risky pass on the inbound, and now Shoop lost control of it, and she travels herself back to Community. Kind of a sloppy start from both teams.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting because, like you said, these teams have seen each other, and there's no secrets. They really know what the other team is going to throw at them. It shouldn't be no warm-up period for both of these teams.
Far sideline inbound for Thomas. She gets it into Bowers. And we'll give to Taryn Clark, top of the key. Dribbles to her right. Over to Bowers. Inside now to Brooks. A fight for it on the ground. And eventually Pilot Grove comes up with it. And Grace Phillips draws a foul in the backcourt. Foul will be charged on Taryn Clark, her first, already team's third foul. With 4:55 to go in this first quarter, 4-3 Community leads.
Community's on a foul a minute pace right now.
Up the court, Schlotzhauer, right wing. She bounce passes over, poked out of bounds by Brooks, but it stays with the Lady Tigers. Schlotzhauer to inbound, near sideline. And she gets in, nearly stolen away, but it's into Wolf. Wolf inside, now to Shoop. Shoop puts a shot up and just missed it. Good shot, but she just missed. Rebounded by Brooks. Up to court to Bowers. Bowers will put a shot up, and she draws a foul.
Yeah, that shot by Shoop, that's just a shot you need to hit. It's a point-blank shot. Those are the ones you're going to want back, especially since this most likely will be a tight game, being the state sectionals. You just got to be aware that got to hit the ones that are given to you.
Bowers' first free throw is good. Bowers, a 62% free throw shooter this season, the junior. And the second gives Community a three-point lead. 6-3, Community the lead, 4:30 to go first quarter. Pilot Grove has it. As it'll be Grace Phillips bringing it up the court for the Lady Tigers. Give to Wolf, near side corner. This one poked out of bounds, but Pilot Grove will keep it. Credit Deanne Brooks with the poke. And Schlotzhauer will inbound. Right baseline. She does get it in. It's picked up by Shoop. Shoop's shot just missed. And she nearly grabbed her own rebound, but Community comes up with it. Quickly up the court is Brooks. Brooks will take it herself. She'll put a shot up, and it goes through. 8-3.
That was a hard, aggressive take.
Phillips up the court for Pilot Grove. Stops left wing, inside, and a foul called. as Emily Shoup drew a lot of contact.
They'll call the foul.
On Sadie Hoyt, her second already.
And Hoyt was trying to front her. The lob was a perfect lob over her head, but just good enough for her, the offensive player, to grab the ball. And she just kind of fell backwards onto her.
And Alexis Welch will check in the game for Sadie Hoyt. 8-3, Community the early lead. 3:58 to go, first quarter. As Schlotzauer to inbound. She does. It's broken up, but Schlotzauer comes up with it, and she draws a foul on the shot.
This is already going to be an aggressive game. It's getting a little bit chippy on that inbound pass. They wanted to run a play, and Community would not let them into their line that they make on their in their inbound play. Officials said, no, you got to let them in. You have to let them set up.
First free throw missed. Second free throw rolls in. 8-4. Community leads and has the ball. Up the court now, a give to Thomas, dribbling. Top now to corner, Delaney Bowers will back inside. Now she'll bounce pass into Welch. Welch thought about putting the shot up, but she gives to Clark. And now Clark hits the ground, and she traveled on the ground. Kyla Grove inbounds to Phillips. Coach Linda Scott calls the offense. Shoup has it left wing. She'll dribble. Top of the key, cuts back to her left. Give over to Shoup. Shoup will drive inside. And a block called.
Yeah, these are two teams that do not shoot the ball very, very often, at least from downtown. They really like to pound it inside. And right now we're seeing that. We've seen eight fouls called in the first half of the first quarter of this game. And it's just going to be that kind of night where both teams just try to work inside.
Alexis Welch charged with the foul, her first already. The team's sixth.
And another one of those fouls.
Guess what? Another whistle. This one will be called on Welch again. So it's her second. And remember, she checked in for Sadie Hoyt because she has two fouls. Her replacement now also has two fouls.
Yeah, the officials just not letting any physicality down low right now. They're going to call some of those fouls. There's been nine fouls in almost half the quarter, and now a team's in the bonus. At some point, you have to just kind of let them play it out a little bit.
Shoup makes the first one. And she also makes the second. And now up the court for Community. Left elbow, thought about a jumper, was Brooks, but she gives out to Welch. Welch drives inside. Corner three for Bowers. Miss. An offensive rebound by Thomas, and she didn't miss. Her first points of the night, 10-6, Community to lead. 2:50 to go.
That was a good weak side foul. The ball just kind of skipped into her lap, and she did something with it.
This one in, this one stripped away by Community. Up the court is Brooks. Brooks layup, good.
Community active hands leading the points.
And a 30-second timeout called by Pilot Grove. We'll take it as well. Back at 30 on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Community the lead with 2:33 to go in this first quarter. And already plenty of fouls in this one. Nine fouls in less than 6 minutes of game time. As Pilot Grove will get it, as Schlotzhauer takes a shot, misses everything, and Welch grabs it before it goes out of bounds. Karen Clark will give it to Thomas. He'll bring it up the court for the Lady Trojans. She slowly brings it across the timeline. Inside pass, feed to Brooks. And guess what? She's fouled. This one on Emily Shoup.
Who could have seen that one coming?
That's big, too, because that's already Emily Shoup. Sure, you could ask Linda Scott. That's the senior leader on the floor the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, and I mean, right now, if you're either team, your strategy should be to go down low and lower your shoulder, create contact, and get the foul. Because that's been what's happening for both of these teams. 4 minutes, or excuse me, 6 minutes here into the first.
Second one is good for Brooks. She missed the first. It's 13-6, Community of the lead, with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Inside drive, shot put up and missed. Shot was by Chloe Schlotzhauer, and Community comes up with it. Brooks up the court for the Lady Trojans. She'll stop right wing, give over to Bowers. Bowers will drive inside, put a right-handed shot up, missed it, offensive rebound, Welch. Hey, looky there, a whistle. Foul on Melanie Wolf.
So we've had a
second, team's fourth.
Yeah, that's the 11th whistle in this quarter. And the problem with that is neither team is really able to get any flow going. It's just up foul, back foul, up foul, back foul. It's a continually fouling on the offensive side of the ball, and neither team has really had an opportunity to get into its offense.
Alexis Welch makes both. As up the court will be Grace Phillips. She'll pass inside, shot put up off the side of the backboard. And this one, a fight for it on the ground. And now, still a fight for it on the ground. Eventually, Community comes up with it. Brooks up the court. Brooks puts a shot up, misses it. Gets her own rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Brooks, back to Pilot Grove.
She is quick. She got that ball and dashed to the basket. Made a nice Euro step move. And it was just a little much to her left. I think she was going a little too fast, too, because she put that ball off the window a little bit hard. But that was a nice defensive play by Community.
Now driving up the court is Phillips, but she misses the shot. Pilot Grove comes up with it. As it's Wolf, will take the jump shot. She missed everything. It goes out of bounds, stays with Pilot Grove. As it looks like into the game for the Lady Tigers is Natalie Glenn, the freshman. Delaney Windman will check in the game for Community. It'll be Phillips to inbound. 15-6, Community leads, less than a minute to go in this one. On the inbound, the shot is blocked, but Pilot Grove gets its own rebound. Another miss, Phillips rebound. Another miss, and another offensive rebound, and now a jump ball. Possession arrow points to Community. Good effort by Pilot Grove. They just couldn't finish.
Yeah, I mean, nice job of cleaning up the boards. No one from Community boxed out. Pilot Grove took advantage. You got to capitalize on those.
As up the court for Community will be Clark. She'll give to Bowers right wing. Bowers three-pointer. Can't fall. But an offensive rebound again to Clark. Now over to Windman, and the shot just misses. It goes out of bounds, and it'll go back to Pilot Grove. 15-6, Community the lead. Pilot Grove with the ball, 26 seconds to go, first quarter. As Phillips will slowly bring it up the court for Pilot Grove. She gives to Wolf right wing. Wolf guarded by Windman. Wolf will drive inside, and a foul. The 12th foul of the quarter is charged to Delaney Windman, her first. And remember, Pilot Grove in the first quarter is in the bonus.
Almost the double bonus.
Eighth team foul on Community. The front end is good.
And it's going to come down, as we saw on Saturday, to free throws. It's going to come down to hitting your free throws.
With that said, just so you know, Ben, Community has missed one free throw today. Pilot Grove already with three missed free throws. Wolf second goes through. 15-8, 10 seconds to go. Community up the court. Clark dribbles top of the key. Give to Bowers. Back to Clark. Clark three-pointer off the backboard, but an offensive rebound, but it goes out of bounds off of Natalie Thomas. Pilot Grove will have 1.3 seconds to try to get something off. Reagan McPatrick will inbound Grace Phillips. And Pilot Grove won't even attempt it. We go to the second quarter, 15-8, Community leads. We're back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Community leads after a pretty foul-heavy first quarter. 12 fouls in that first quarter as Pilot Grove's already in the bonus in this one, and they'll start the second quarter with the ball. Top of the key, Phillips dribbling to her right. She'll take a three off the front of the rim, rebounded by Community. But under the basket, it goes out of bounds. So it'll still go back to Community. Actually, it was a foul. Who would have guessed? As they call that foul on Natalie Glenn, fifth team foul. As we keep count, the 13th foul of the first half, 15 seconds into the second quarter. Community across the timeline. It's Beamer. Now top of the key, Bowers back over to Beamer, left wing. Beamer guarded by Phillips. Inside now, good bounce pass. And a foul under the basket.
That was a great find. That was a great find. She had perfect positioning, too, on the right block.
Sadie Hoyt drawing the foul. How about this? The senior, Melanie Wolf, her third foul. As Sadie Hoyt makes the first free throw. Melanie Wolf, one of three seniors on this team. Second free throw missed. And Pilot Grove comes up with it. Pilot Grove fans wanted a foul in the backcourt. Phillips brings it across the timeline. Three-pointer, Pilot Grove off the heel of the rim. Offensive rebound, though, by Rintel. Again, a three-pointer, too short by Phillips, and now this one goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Community, 16-8. Community the lead, just under a minute into this second quarter.
The thing that Community needs to do is their passing has been so crisp right now. They just need to keep moving the ball pretty quickly. And Pilot Grove, what they need to do on the defensive side is be a little bit more tight up on their player with the ball.
Natalie Thomas over top of the key, Bowers. Bowers drives inside, hits the deck, it goes out of bounds, and back to Pilot Grove.
Keeps getting hit, too. She tried to get up and ran into Chloe Schlotzhauser.
Grace Phillips brings it across the timeline for Pilot Grove. She dribbles. Looked like she was going to take it all herself. And now she feeds inside to Schlotzhauer. 2 points for her.
Good spacing by Schlotzhauer to get inside the lane. She had space. She bodied her defender to her back hip. And she was able to catch in and turn and put an easy layup in.
5 points for Schlotzhauer. 16-10. Community, a minute 30 into the second quarter. Bowers thought about a three. Now gives over to Beamer. Beamer left wing. Back to Bowers, top of the key. Dribbling to her right. Over now to Hoyt. Hoyt inside, puts a shot up, hits the deck. But it misses. Phillips back up the court. And Phillips, easy call, double dribble there. It'll go back to Community. Phillips just got a little too far ahead of herself on that one.
Yeah, right now, Community is having so many opportunities thrown their way with some of these turnovers. See if they can take a little bit more advantage. They're really not going to get any three-point shots up. They love to go inside. Or just as I say that.
As Bowers' three-pointer missed everything, rebounded by Pilot Grove. 16-10, Community the lead. Just over 2 minutes into this second quarter. Phillips, this one stolen away. Now a breakaway for Community. Layup, good. Brianna Beamer, she's got 6 points, and Community takes an 18-10 lead.
She's had such active hands, too, up top.
As this one now inside, and a foul called. But believe it or not, I think we went at least, had to have been a record 90 seconds without a whistle there, so certainly.
And the offense got into some flows, especially on Community side. Pilot Grove still feeling it out, but you know, you have a little lack of a whistle and the teams get into their flow of the offense and the game just runs a little bit more smoothly.
Schlotzhauer goes to the line. Her first free throw missed. Market, fourth missed free throw for Pilot Grove. By the way, the foul was called on Sadie Hoyt. Sadie Hoyt's third foul of the night.
Yeah, she needs to be careful. She'll probably sit the rest of the half.
As Schlosshauer's second free throw is good.
Might be a spill on the court somewhere.
I'm cleaning something up. Left side of the court here. As Schlosshauer now has 6 points tonight. As Regional Radio encourage you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Community Pilot Grove broadcast possible. Prairie View MFA Agri-Service of Ladonia, Martinsburg, Mexico, Montgomery City, and Vandalia. Community R6 Boosters, Rawls County Mutual Insurance and Center, and George Schaefer Trucking of Martinsburg. Community up the court. It's Thomas. Thomas will dribble top of the key and a whistle.
Yeah, Dean Brooks ended up on her back. I think she got shoved. And they're going to call this on McFatrick.
Patrick, just her first foul, and that will now put Community in the bonus for the last 5:19 of this first half. It'll put Deanne Brooks at the line. 18-11, Community the lead. 1-1, front end was missed. And now a fight for it on the ground, jump ball, possession arrow, points to Community.
That was an aggressive shot at the ball by Rentel.
Inbound, complete to Beamer. She dribbles to her right. It's poked away by Phillips and stolen away. Now a breakaway opportunity and a foul under the basket. Shoop drew the foul. And she'll go to the line for two. Good strip away by Phillips. Nice job by Shoop to come up with it and take it the distance of the court. That's Delaney Bowers' first team foul. As the free throw is good for Emily Shoup. If you're counting, 16th foul in this first half. As the second free throw is good. And actually with that last foul, that's the 17th of the half. Over now, top of the key. Community. Beamer has it. Top of the key. Community up 18-13. 4:55 to go. First half. Beamer left wing. Up now. Top of the key. Bowers. Bowers. Inside pass. Back out to Beamer. Beamer three. Off the heel of the rim. But an offensive rebound by Windman. Out to Bowers. Bowers will drive inside. And guess what? She drew a foul.
Block she tried ball. To split a double team and she fell. I don't know about that one. The two defenders were really just kind of standing there, and she tripped over them herself. And that could have been a no call.
Schlosshauer's first foul as the front end of the 1-1 is missed. Both teams now matching each other with four free throw misses apiece.
Guess the ball don't lie there.
As Grace Phillips has it far side wing. Pilot Grove trails 18-13 with the ball. Inside cut. Layup put up and missed by Schlosshauer. Rebound Community. Quickly back up the court is Beamer. Beamer will take it herself. And she couldn't make the shot, but she'll go to the line for two.
Well, actually, one of the officials called a charge and the other called a foul.
So I guess they're going with
the charge. I guess
they're
going with the charge. The far side official called a foul and the other one called a charge. And without even discussing it, they go with the official that called it underneath the basket. Never really seen that one before.
Stick with the foul on Beamer. As up across the court now. Near side three for Schlosshauer. Goes through.
Such a smooth shot. She knew that one was in as it came off her hand.
18-16. Now a two-point game. As Natalie Thomas has it across the timeline. Driving inside, shot put up and out of bounds, but it went off of Pilot Grove, so it'll stay with Community.
Yeah, they blocked that. It was a good block. Right now, Community needs to find a little bit more energy on the offensive side. Neither team has really found a ton of energy offensively.
Community looking to inbound. They find an option. And Thomas. Thomas will put a shot up and drew a foul. Natalie Thomas will go to the line for two. Natalie Thomas is a 77% free throw shooter. Coach Bob Curtis says she's becoming more of a leader this season. She misses the first. Community now takes the lead with five free throw misses compared to four for Pilot Grove. Second one is good. Also, that foul was our 20th of the first half with still 3:40 to go.
Breaking records here at Sturgeon High School.
As Pilot Grove slots Hauer another three. Yes, she gets it. And we've got a tie ball game. 19-19. Schlotzhauer has 12 points. And we've got a tie game.
That was a great find in the corner. Community just didn't close out. She had all day to keep that shot up.
Thomas, three for the response. Yes!
There we go. Now it's feeling like some state sectionals basketball, Austin.
22-19. Community retakes the lead. Phillips across the court for Pilot Grove. She'll stop top of the key. Inside pass and a foul drawn. You would have guessed it by Emily Shoop, the foul drawn.
Yeah, again, that's one of those bump fouls. There's no need to call. It's in the flow of the game. She gets bumped from behind. She still makes the catch. It didn't hurt her positioning with her footing. In fact, I think it's more beneficial to Community because what happened was Shoop, she had Schlotzhauer running the baseline. She could have just shoveled it off to her, and it would have been an easy basket.
Shoop missed the first but makes the second. That gives her 6 points. And Community up by two with the ball. Less than 3 minutes to go, first half. As Beamer gives it to Thomas, top of the key. Thomas, three-pointer. Off the right side of the rim, rebounded by Rintel. Now up the court. Shoop will stop. Shoop, three-pointer. Yes! Pilot Grove takes its first lead of the game. 30-second timeout. We're back as well. Pilot Grove takes a one-point lead back in 30 on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. .231 to go in the first half. It's been sloppy, but it's still been a good game as Pilot Grove takes their first lead of the game with a three-pointer. 23-22, they lead. Community has the ball. Beamer, right wing, she'll drive inside. She comes into traffic and a jump ball called. Possession arrow back to Pilot Grove. As Alexis Welch and Taryn Clark will check back into the game for Community. Pilot Grove now possesses the ball for the first time in this game with the lead. It's over near side corner. Back to Phillips' right wing. Inside pass complete to Shoop. Shoop puts a shot up. Two in the foul.
Nice job getting through the contact. She had defenders on both sides, and she just kind of squirted that ball up there and put it off the rectangle for the square, the white square on the backboard. Nice shot by her.
And one is good. Emily Shoop has 12. And Pilot Grove has taken a four-point lead, 26-22. Community with the ball. Natalie Thomas, bounce pass off the foot, kicked ball of Emily Shoop. As Shoop has really turned it on, she's got 9 points in this quarter alone, 12 for the game. Bowers to inbound, does to Taryn Clark. Over to Bowers. Dribbling to her right. Now over Thomas. Off the fingertips of Thomas, but she comes away with it. Now she'll drive inside. And she will draw a foul.
So what are we at? About 22 fouls here in the first half?
23
here in the first half. Both teams in the double bonus. And most of the points by each team has been scored at the free throw line. And you have to give them credit. And just as I was about to say what I was going to say, she misses the free throw. But you have to give them credit. For the most part, both the teams have been hitting their free throw shots.
It's been pretty even. They've each missed a few, but as Thomas makes the second, that first miss, Community's missed six free throws. Pilot Grove's missed five, so there's not a huge discrepancy there. Despite that, Pilot Grove leads by three. with a minute 40 to go in this first half. Phillips, top of the key. Inside pass way over the head and out of bounds of Rentel. And Community will get it back.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see a repeat of that Cairo Salisbury free throw debacle.
Speaking of Cairo, we do have some Lady Bearcats in the house tonight watching the all CAC matchup. So Kayla Kester, Mackenzie Dubert, Tegan Bartolacci all here tonight.
We'll see them tomorrow.
We will. We'll both be in Jeff City for that one.
That'll be on Quicks.
As Bowers possesses it and hands it over to Taryn Clark. Clark will drive inside, cut off, and backs out. Out to Bowers. Bowers three-pointer. Missed everything. Rebounded by Schlotzauer. Schlotzauer up the court and tipped away out of bounds by Natalie Thomas. It'll stay with Pilot Grove, but a nice strip from Thomas near side sideline. As Phillips will inbound. She does to Schlotzauer. Back to Phillips, right wing. She finds Shoup, top of the key. That's Abby Shoup, not Emily. As Abby Shoup has the top of the key. Now inside to Schlotzauer. Inside pass to Phillips. Phillips, that one poked away, and a jump ball called under the basket. Possession arrow stays with Pilot Grove.
Yeah, Community playing tough defense right now. They're really getting in the face of the ball handler.
As Emily Shoup comes back in the game for Abby Shoup. And it'll be Schlotzauer to inbound, right baseline. Bounce pass inbound to Phillips, right corner. Now bounce pass back to Schlotzauer. Nice backdoor move by Schlotzauer. She misses the shot, but she'll go to the line after drawing our 24th foul of the first half. Never fear, there still is 53 seconds to go. And Schlotzauer will go to the line for two.
Break that quarter century mark.
And she misses the first, so we now have a tie once again. Pilot Grove and Community both missing six free throws apiece. Schlotzauer's second free throw is up and way short. Rebounded by Community and a jump ball under the basket. And believe it or not, you will not believe this, they actually called a foul rather than the jump ball. As we do get our 25th of the half, that one charged on Natalie Glenn. And that will put, see who drew that one, who they put at the line. Looks like it's Alexis Welch. It's that one. Bounces off about every area of the rim it could, and it is Welch at the line. She gets that. All three of her points have come from the charity stripe. Second free throw, also good. That puts Community within one, 26-25. Pilot Grove the lead. They'll get the ball with 51 seconds to go in this first half.
I think the interesting thing about all these fouls being called is no team has really been able to break away. They haven't had the rhythm or the chance to break into any large lead.
Schlotzauer drew a double team, and a jump ball will be called, so that'll give it back to Community, as it was Natalie Thomas who stripped it away. Probably could have done without the jump ball call, to be honest, as Thomas looked like she had a pretty clear strip. But Community, a chance to take the lead, down by one with 35 seconds to go, first half, and the ball. Bowers, top of the key.
Got to hold it at least to try to within 10 seconds here.
Bowers gets it back, top of the key, 25 seconds. Over to Clark, right wing. She'll dribble top of the key and back out left wing. Inside pass to Thomas, 2 points.
Great.
Community retakes the lead.
Great backdoor cut by Thomas.
And this one, the pass goes out of bounds. Community will get another shot with 9.4 seconds left in the half.
I think that was, I'm not really sure what that was. Just a bad pass by Abby Shoup. It got away from her.
27-25, 8 seconds left. Community will get another shot. Bowers, top of the key. She'll drive inside. This one's stripped away. And Pilot Grove will just let time run out. It's 27-26. Community the lead. A foul-ridden first half. But we'll count up the numbers and give them to you after this two-minute break on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com. Back at Sturgeon High School, the halftime numbers for you. First for the leading squad, the Community Lady Trojans, as they lead 27-26. Leading the way, Natalie Thomas with 9. seven of those nine coming in the second quarter.
We've got 4 points for Alexis Welch, 6 points for Brianna Beamer, 5 points for Deanne Brooks, 2 points for Delaney Bowers.
For the Pilot Grove Lady Tigers, 12 points apiece for Chloe Schlotzhauer and Emily Shoup, 2 points for Melanie Wolf. Perhaps the real numbers that we should be looking at in the first half. 25 fouls. Not a big discrepancy at the charity stripe. Both teams missing six apiece. And Ben, I think in a way, the fouls may have benefited Pilot Grove a little bit, because it really has prevented Community from getting into any kind of a flow whatsoever.
Yeah, neither team has really been able to get into a flow. Pilot Grove has done a great job hitting its free throws. And like I said, towards the end of that first half, the continuously called fouls just to not let either team have an opportunity to break away with a large lead. So that's why we're only at a one-point game. If you have more flow to the offense, if the game is allowed to flow more, you'll have more breakaways, you'll have more fast breaks. It allows teams to pull ahead with a lead. At this point, it's just been a shootout in terms of a free throw fest. It's what team can make their free throws. And usually you talk about that in the fourth quarter, but that was the entirety of the first half. So hopefully in the second half, the officials really lay off the whistle a little bit. We don't get 25 fouls called. And you let the girls play. You let them get into a bit of a rhythm. You let the offense get settled. And you give the teams a chance to make some shots instead of just sending them to the free throw line and this becoming a game of who can make the most free throws.
What do you do if you're both Pilot Grove or Community, either side? What do you look for in the second half?
I mean, if you're Community, I think you need to continue to go to Natalie Thomas. I think you need to continue to go down low. Thomas has done such a great job, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But on the offensive side, she's done a great job of getting to the basket, of moving in the open space, and she really knows where the spaces are that allows her to move effectively. And if you're Pilot Grove, I think you need to continue to go down low. Schlotzhauer has done a great job standing on the perimeter. You go to her, have her shoot a couple of threes, open up the offense a bit, and then continue to go down low. That's where you found your most success. Even though you're not getting the rebounds, some of the shots aren't falling, they seem more comfortable down low.
That's where we set, 27-26 at halftime. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, quickly recap the first game we had tonight. A buzzer-beating win for Wellsville over Jamestown after a pretty massive comeback. Ben will talk about that a little bit after this two-minute break on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Back at Sturgeon High School, 27-26, Community leads at the half. We had a thrilling first one up tonight. Wellsville defeating Jamestown on a buzzer beater. Ben, kind of take us through that one. Let us know how it went.
Yeah, it was Jamestown. It looked like Jamestown was going to be the one to win it. And they led after all three quarters. They led by five at the end of the third. At one point, they led by as much as 11. And Wellsville just kept punching and kept punching towards the end of that fourth. They worked their way back. Isaac Seaball had a couple of big threes. The freshman finished with nine. And Clayton Ebers, he helped tie it up. Along with Seaball, Jamestown came back the other way with about 8 seconds left to hit a shot. It was Clark Rohrbach who hit a putback jumper. And then without any timeouts, Wellsville gave it to Ebers, who hustled it across the timeline, got a pump fake to get his defenders in the air, leaned into a shot at the buzzer, and he hit it as time expired and the backboards lit up, giving Wellsville the 57-55 win and sending them to their first state quarterfinal game in more than a decade. At 13-13, they have probably got to have the worst record in the state quarterfinals, I would imagine, at 500 at this point. But they just played a tremendous basketball game.
Yeah, and 13-13, that's after going through, running the table in districts,
yeah,
and then winning the sectional game. Now they're at a 500 record. That's incredibly impressive for a quarterfinal team.
And also, we're getting an update from our own Scott Lunte, Green City and Tina Avalon. It's been all Green City. 53-26 is the Green City lead. And it's the winner here would face the winner there, so most likely Green City. It'll be Wellsville and Linn County in the state quarterfinal. Slater led by 10 after the third. And Linn County came back. Michael O'Keefe with 4 seconds left hit the winning bucket for Linn County. and it sent them to the quarterfinals. So some fun action tonight in some state sectionals basketball on regional radio.
Hopefully we have a fun second half upcoming up here as we're about 30 seconds away from the start of the second half. 27-26, it's been a good game, but really it's been hard to get into the flow of things with 25 first half fouls.
Yeah, there were a lot of fouls. We'll see if they lay off the whistle a little bit in this half. It was a sloppy and sloggy and slow first half. There's no other way to say it. It was just hampered by the whistles.
So we are ready to start the second half as Pilot Grove went on a little comeback run. They trailed 15-8 after one quarter, now just down by one after the first half. Both Emily Shoup and Chloe Schlonshauer had 9 apiece in that second quarter, and right away the feed inside to Emily Shoup was broken away by Thomas. Thomas up the court, layup off the front of the rim, offensive rebound, put back, no good, but guess what? Our 26th foul of the game. Foul will be on Chloe Schlonshauer, just her second. It'll put Sadie Hoyt at the line. Hoyt's first free throw is good. Hoyt's 2 free throw makes tonight.
Definitely keep track of these free throw makes and misses, because in a tight game, it's going to come down to who makes their free throws.
And again, no discrepancy there just yet. Both teams, both 6 free throw misses apiece. Community up by 3. Up the court now, McPatrick. Left side. Over to Wolf. Inside to Schlonshauer. This one's stolen away by Community under the basket. Thomas picks it up. 29-26. Community the lead. Just over 30 seconds into this second half. As Thomas holds it right wing. Thomas, 3-pointer. Connects! 32-26, Community extends their lead just under a minute into this second half.
She had McPatrick's hand in her face, too.
Schlonshauer looked like she wanted to respond with her own 3, but instead she'll drive inside and pick up a foul.
That was a good drive, too. Schlonshauer saw that she had a space on the baseline, and she just ran into a couple Community players and got the foul.
That is junior Deanne Brooks' 4th foul of the game. As Schlonshauer makes her first. And that's going to be another thing, obviously, to track with these, the number of fouls that we've seen, is we haven't paid that close attention to the individuals, as there's going to be a lot of individuals themselves in foul trouble as Schlonshauer misses the second. Just over a minute into the second half, 32-27, Community the lead. Top of the key, Thomas. She'll drive inside, bounce pass, and a scrum for it on the ground. Jump ball called. Possession arrow stays with Community. Natalie Glenn in the game for Reagan McPatrick. And Community to inbound. Inbound successful to Clark. Over this one, broken away and stolen by Emily Shoup. Shoup takes it herself. Layup, good.
Good strong take by her. She got space away from her defender, and she took advantage.
32-29. Back to a 1-possession game. And just as I say it, Sadie Hoyt, 2 points, puts Community back up 5. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Phillips up the court. Over to Wolf, left wing. Back top of the key, Schlonshauer. Schlonshauer to Wolf, left wing. Back to Schlonshauer, top of the key. Thought about a 3, instead drives inside. Outlet to Grace Phillips, who gives to Wolf, left wing. Now over inside the 3-point stripe, Natalie Glenn. Over to Phillips. Phillips drives, puts a shot up. Hits off the backboard, but misses the rim. Rebound Community. Just over 2 minutes into this second half. 34-29, Community the lead and the ball. Thomas, guarded by Glenn, gets a screen, now cuts back to her left. Bounce pass inside, good bounce pass, but missing the shot was Natalie Rentel. And Pilot Grove gets it back. See, that was Hoyt with the miss for Community. Still bounces inside. This one, a fight for it on the ground. It looks like they'll call a jump ball as Community fell on it on the ground. But Pilot Grove gets a second chance as possession arrow points their way. Schlottauer will inbound far sideline. She does to Phillips. Pilot Grove trails by five. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Over to Wolf. Wolf will take a three, and she'll miss it. Offensive rebound by Shoup. Put back, can't connect. And a rebound by Community. Up the court, Thomas. She'll take a three-pointer. She'll make a three-pointer. 37-29. Community extends their lead. Full timeout, we'll take it as well. 37-29, Community leads back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Natalie Thomas has two triples early on in this third quarter, and it's helped extend Community's lead as a three-pointer response by Grace Phillips is missed. Fight for it on the ground, jump ball, possession arrow. We'll point to Community. It's an eight-point lead for the Lady Trojans. They've started the second half on a 10-3 run. Again, largely thanks to two three-pointers by Natalie Thomas. And a foul. Thomas made a deep three, but they called it on the floor. They call no shot. They call the foul on Grace Phillips. That will be Phillips' first foul. It'll be the 28th foul of the game.
Bob Curtis and one of the officials having a laugh.
Clark inbounds. And a quick give to Thomas. Thomas dribbles with her left. Bounce pass over left corner. Now top of the key, Clark. Guarded well by Shoup. She'll get back to Thomas, top of the key. 37-29, Community the lead. Thomas picks up a screen and passes to her right, to Bowers. Over to Clark. Clark left elbow, drives inside, kicks back out. Now driving in. And Sadie Hoyt draws a foul. They will call this foul on Emily Shoup, and that's her third with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. It's the 29th foul of the game. And Community inbounds. Left elbow over. Thomas again. Again! Natalie Thomas, third three-pointer of the third quarter. And Community extends their lead to 40-29. Now a response for Schlottauer off the right side of the rim. And this one taken away. And they'll call a jump ball. And they'll give it back to Pilot Grove as Schlottauer and Hoyt hit the deck. As Community, a 40-29 lead. As the inbound is complete. Now give back to Schlottauer, short corner, and she'll be fouled. We'll charge this one. Take your pick. They will charge it on Sadie Hoyt, her fourth.
Yeah, she needs to be careful now.
Inbound, stolen away, but now picked up by Schlottauer. Schlottauer takes it, three-pointer. Yes! Chloe Schlottauer, three-pointer.
Big, huge for Pilot Grove. They bring it back to a single-digit deficit.
40-32, Community still the lead. Natalie Thomas has three triples in this third quarter alone. Now Bowers, she'll take her turn. 3 points for Delaney Bowers. Community goes up by 11 with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Now inside. And a whistle, foul drawn. Foul drawn by Emily Shoup. They'll call Delaney Windman for the foul, her second. Third team foul of the half. First free throw is good for Shoup. Just so I don't leave you in the dark. 31st foul of the game with 3:17 to go in the third quarter. Shoup's second free throw, good. As Shoup has 16 in this game. But Pilot Grove trails by nine. Up the court, Thomas. Thomas, can she do it again? It's too short. But Community comes up with it. Top of the key, Bowers drives inside. Nearly lost it, but saving it is Welch. Over to Bowers. Bowers, 3 points. Delaney Bowers, the fifth three of the quarter for Community, puts them back up 12. With 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Right wing, Schlotzhauer. She'll drive inside. And a travel. As Community has really turned it on the offensive side in this quarter.
Yeah, the floodgates have opened. Community is really feeling it from downtown. When they get like this, they are extraordinarily difficult to beat because they have multiple shooters who can knock it down from downtown.
46-34, Community the lead in the ball. Welch left wing. Bowers top of the key. Inside to Welch. Welch puts a shot up, and she makes it. But that was actually Delaney. No, that was Welch. It was Alexis Welch for the points.
She turned around and shot it without even realizing where the basket was. She shot it halfway through her turnaround. Impressive.
Wolf looking for options. Finds one to Phillips. Phillips drives inside, and this one, oh, man, looked like a pretty clean block from Natalie Thomas, but
she got a paw on that one.
But if that was a block, the officials would not have been able to call their 32nd foul of the game, as they do, as Thomas picks up just her second of the game. And a first free throw is good by Grace Phillips.
Bob Curtis is just kind of standing there in disbelief. He stood there for a good 10, 20 seconds looking at the scorer's table, asking, did he really make that call?
Grace Phillips' second free throw missed. Community comes up with it on the ground. 8 missed free throws for Pilot Grove. Up the court, Natalie Thomas can't connect, gets her own rebound, and guess what?
She'll
she
go to the
is
line.
Fouled. They'll call
good answer.
This one on Melanie Wolf, her fourth, team's fourth. Again, the running update, up to 33 fouls in this game with just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter as Natalie Thomas connects on her first. Thomas has 19 points in the game, 10 points in this quarter alone. Certainly helped with three triples early on. Second free throw, good. 11 points for Natalie Thomas in this quarter alone, 20 points total, and Community has extended this one to a 50-35 lead. Inside now, under the basket. This one up in the air, taken by Community, and finds Bowers. And in the backcourt, as they will, call this one an offensive foul on Delaney Bowers. And I don't even think the officials know what they called on this one.
One of the officials called a foul on White and the other called it on Black. Again, we've had this miscommunication between these two officials. These guys are just not on the same page right now, and it's affected the game.
Delaney Bowers will be called for the offensive foul, trying to be as objective and fair as possible with a tough officiating job. That was not a good call. Grace Phillips tried a three-pointer. She'll bounce pass inside. Schlotzhauer will miss an open shot, rebounded by Community. Bowers up the court. She'll take it back out right wing. On the ground. And a whistle. They'll say that was out of bounds. That wasn't a foul. And Community inbounds to Bowers. Over to Welch. She thought about a three. Now it'll be over to Welch as Wendman's in the game.
Community really
Bowers
wants to take a three.
Back out. Will Bowers get it? She will! Delaney Bowers, her third three-pointer of the quarter. 53-35, Community leads. Less than a minute to go in this third quarter. Top of the key. Phillips almost lost it. Bounce pass over to Schlotzhauer. Schlotzhauer right corner. We'll give it back. Top of the key, Phillips. Over inside to Rintel. Rintel turnaround jumper missed. Offensive rebound, Emily Shoup. But before the shot, never fear, we've got a 35th foul of the game.
He'll call it
on Terran Clark. Second foul of the game, 16th foul of the half, 35th foul of the game. What more can you ask for? Can you ask for a Schlotzhauer three? You can't, as that one's too strong, but an offensive rebound. And the putback missed by Rintel. And Community comes up with it. Less than 30 seconds to go, third quarter. 53-35, Community the lead.
And we talked about in that first quarter, Pilot Grove having plenty of opportunities to make easy baskets. They just couldn't capitalize, and it continues here in the third.
Thomas, deep three. She cannot miss. Natalie Thomas, 4 three-pointers in the third quarter alone. It's 56-35, Community. And that will do it for this quarter. Community opens the floodgates in this one. We head to the fourth quarter, 56-35, Community the lead. We're back at 60 on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Community has opened the floodgates. 56-35 as we head to the fourth quarter. A total of 7 three-pointers in that third quarter. 4 of them from Natalie Thomas, 3 of them by Delaney Ballage. As Community opens the third quarter. And there is no other way to start the fourth quarter in this game than with our 36th foul of the game. Was really concerned for a second that we might go 15 seconds without a foul. 56-35, Community keeps possession. Over left wing, Clark. Now top of the key, Thomas. But guess what? An offensive foul will send it back to Pilot Grove.
Yeah, she's been struggling with that. They've been calling some offensive fouls on her. They really don't want her to have that chicken wing arm out that she kind of does when she attacks. Coach Bob Curtis for Community is going over to one of the officials, first of all arguing the call, but second of all saying, watch out for what Pilot Grove does too, because they're doing the same thing. He just wants to make the case that just call it fair for both ways, I guess.
Pilot Grove will get it for the first time in the fourth quarter. Top of the key, and that's going to be it.
Should be a jump ball.
Nope.
That was a weird thing.
It's a shooting foul.
She went up, and she got stuffed, and she didn't let go of the ball.
It either had the only two calls you can possibly make in that situation are a jump ball or a travel, but the officials choose to call it a travel.
Well, they call the foul, but
they choose to call a foul.
What I don't understand is I've never seen something like that where they shoot a three, they get blocked, and they just don't let go of the ball, and then a foul's called. That was interesting. Probably first time I've ever seen that in all my time watching basketball. Usually see that down low where they try to go back up for a layup and they get stuffed and it's a jump ball, but never on the outside for a three-point shot.
Shoot makes 2 free throws. Welch passes to Windman, top of the key. Over to Clark. Delaney Bowers, top of the key. Over now Welch. Back to Thomas. Thomas has it, top of the key, back to Clark, left wing. And a whistle timeout by Bob Curtis. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Community Pilot Grove Girls broadcast possible. Aaron Steel and Welding Supplies Incorporated of Columbia. Gill Signs of Sedalia. CR's MFA Service Station of Pilot Grove, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Mobile Area Community College in Mobile, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Signstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Ben, what do you do in this situation if you're Pilot Grove to try to somehow find a way to get back in this game?
It's tough. I think you need to shoot three-point shots, which they have struggled with all today. I think you need to try to get Schlotzhauer the ball on the arc. She's really been the few Pilot Grove player who has done well on the outside. But sometimes you just have days where your three-point shot isn't falling, and just seems to be one of those days right now for Pilot Grove, unless they can get something going in the next 7 minutes.
Bowers possesses top of the key. It's 56-37, Community of the lead. Now top of the key is Brooks. She passes over to Thomas. Thomas had 4 threes in that third quarter alone. She's got 5 threes total in the game. Get to Bowers, top of the key. Bowers had 3 threes in the third quarter. Out of Thomas, top of the key. 6:30 to go in this one. Left wing, Clark, dribbling to her right. And now losing the ball, but coming up with it, Community. Thomas gets it. Thomas will drive inside. She'll put a shot up off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Shoup.
Flailing her arms everywhere. I think the Community fans wanted a foul, but she kept her feet set.
Wolf, far corner. Three-pointer, Shoup, too short. And Thomas comes up with a rebound.
And that foul saves Pilot Grove because Thomas was out for the races. She had a breakaway layup if that foul was not called.
Fourth personal foul on Emily Shoup with 6:05 to go in the game. But Community really pulled away with that huge third quarter. 56-37 the lead.
And at this point, if you're Community, you're just trying to waste as much clock as you possibly can. For the next 6 minutes, try to keep the ball away from Pilot Grove and don't turn it over with a dumb throw or a dumb pass.
Bowers thought about a three, decides not to take it. And now Community just trying to chew some clock, but they couldn't do it without drawing a foul.
We'll see free throws from here on out.
That'll be Schlotzhauer's third foul. Thomas will go to the line. Our landmark 40th foul of the game. Thomas, front end of the 1-1 is missed. As Schlotzhauer brings it back up the court for the Lady Tigers. They trail 56-37, 5:30 to go in this one, and she walked. Give it back to Community.
Yeah, and that's a killer. You try so hard to get the ball back without Community scoring, and you turn it right back over.
Full timeout by Pilot Grove. We'll take it as well. 56-37, Community the lead, back at 60 on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Out of the timeout, Community has it. It's Natalie Thomas with the ball. And she'll give top of the key. Now nearly stolen away. Now a fight for it and a jump ball called. Possession arrow will point towards Community. As Community, really offensive third quarter, they have, has actually, now the possession arrow, they give it to Pilot Grove. To my point, though, still scoreless. In this fourth quarter is Community as they steal it away. And Thomas will slowly bring it up. No rush necessary for Community as she slowly brings it across the timeline. Top of the key, Hoyt. Over right wing, Bowers. Skip pass back to Hoyt.
See how good Community can run a stall right now.
Skip pass over, back to Hoyt, left wing. She'll dribble, top of the key, give back to Thomas, left wing. Over now back to Hoyt, right wing, and she'll dribble back, top of the key. Nice job. Shooing some clock. Nice top of the key, Hoyt. And now this one. Tipped in the backcourt, going out of bounds. And give it back to Community.
That's not going to make the Pilot Grove fans happy.
...56-37, Community the lead. And they'll inbound, left baseline. They do to Thomas. 4 minutes to go in this one. 56-37, Community the lead. Right wing, bounce pass inside. Thomas eventually comes up with it. There's a fight for it on the ground. Jump ball will be called.
Now I believe Community will get it. But that was a good defensive effort. Pilot Grove getting on the ground, keeping their hands active in the passing lanes.
Clark to inbound, near sideline. And a foul on the inbound. Sadie Hoyt drew it. She'll go to the line for a 1-1. Call on Grace Phillips. just her second. And my favorite number, 41st foul of the game. As the front end is good for Sadie Hoyt. Second free throw, missed. Community comes up with it, though. As Thomas has it, she'll pass back out to Clark. Back to Bowers, top of the key. And they'll give it back to Clark, and they'll choose some more clock. 3:40 to go in this one. Community up by 20, 57-37. And now, Hoyt draws a foul. Abby shoot her second foul. Ninth team foul of the half, 42nd foul of the game. Hoyt to the line, another one-and-one opportunity. Misses the front end, offensive rebound by Thomas is blocked. As Community with that one actually retook the edge over Pilot Grove, 9 missed free throws compared to 8 for Pilot Grove, but Pilot Grove could retake that lead as Shoup drew a foul, and she'll go to the line for 2. It is a foul on Sadie Hoyt. She will foul out of the game. It's the team's 9th foul of the half, and it is our 43rd foul of the game.
You get 30 seconds after a foul out to decide who you want to put in. So most coaches use that time to just huddle up and take it kind of as an extra timeout.
Well, he shoots. First free throw is good. She's got 19 points tonight. Chance to make it 20 with a free throw make here. And she does. 20 points for Emily Shoup tonight. But not nearly enough for potent third quarter from Community. 57-39. Thomas right wing. Thomas was vital in that third quarter. 4 triples. Just across the timeline, Thomas maintains it. Trying to poke it away are the Lady Tigers. Thomas won't let them. Cuts to her left, back right. And guess what? You heard it. She draws a foul.
It's an art to be able to stall for time, and Community has been doing it really well right now.
Shaw Tower picks up her 4th of the game. Also, that puts Community in the double bonus. So Thomas will shoot 2 here. She makes the first. She leads all scorers tonight. Of course, you heard she had that 4 three-pointer performance in the third quarter, but she leads all with 24. Still 24 as she misses the second free throw.
So we'll go to the other side and do the same thing with 2:51 to play. Game of free throws. This whole game has been free throws. We've had now 45 fouls called. We were in the bonus in the first quarter. I mean, it's just if you miss the free throws, you're gonna lose this game. And both teams have been making free throws. Really, the difference in the game has been the three-point shooting by Community. This is a team that in the first quarter, they were really pounding and grounding it inside. And by that third quarter, they found their three-point shot.
And the whistle on the floor was not a foul. It was a double dribble. Pilot Grove will get it back. There's a double dribble on Community as Shoup made 1 of 2 free throws. Inbound to Grace Phillips, into Schlaw Tower. Out. Three-pointer missed by Emily Shoup, and Community comes up with a rebound.
And for as many three-point shots as Community has made, and they have missed it on the side for Pilot Grove.
Full timeout. Community will take it as well. 58-40. Community leads back in 60 on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. 2 minutes and 34 seconds left in this one. Community will inbound coming out of the timeout, and they lead 58-40. This one well in hand for the Lady Trojans. They Just need to work to chew some clock at this point. Natalie Thomas has it right wing. Guarded closely by Phillips. And Thomas still working around with it. Good ball handling by Natalie Thomas, but she'll be called for an offensive foul.
They got 2 minutes. It's an 18-point game. If they make this three.
Schlotzauer got an offensive rebound. Put back was good by Chloe Schlotzauer. Her first points of the fourth quarter. She's got 18. As Thomas gets it across the timeline. Less than 2 minutes to go in this one. 58-42 community. As this one's stolen away. Nice strip by Shoup. She'll take it all the way herself. She'll draw a foul and go to the line for two.
Yeah, they've Pilot Grove right now in this instance is lucky that they're calling those little bump fouls because she did everything she could to avoid the contact, and they still gave her the foul. And so if they want to try to win this game, they've been active defensively. I think Community just kind of napping right now at that large lead. Need to be careful.
Shoup makes the first free throw. How about this, man? 22 points for Emily Shoup tonight. 15 have come from the charity stripe.
It's been a free throw type of night in this game. We're going to hit almost 50 fouls.
Second one is missed. And that actually ties Pilot Grove with Community with 10 free throw misses apiece. Is this one fought for in the back?
They're going to need to get it across.
They didn't get it across, but Natalie Thomas drew a foul. We're getting close, Ben. There's still a minute 34 to go. That's our 48th foul of the game. As
that's number five.
Chloe Schlotzauer will pick up her fifth foul.
Nice round of applause from the Pilot Grove fans here.
She is one of the senior leaders for this team. Thomas goes to the line for two, makes the first. Makes the second as well. She's got a game high 26 points. It's 60-43 Community, minute 30 to go. Far wing to Phillips. Blocked on the three-pointer by Bowers. And she gets a point on the other side.
Community has just done a phenomenal job on the perimeter with their defense. Active hands. They've got a couple blocks as well. And a tremendous amount of steals. I mean, it's been a great defensive effort.
That was an impressive block and bucket on the other side for Delaney Bowers. That gives her 13 points on the night. Top of the key, Phillips. Phillips bounce pass inside. Now stolen away by Community. Now up the court to Bowers. Bowers layup again. In. 15 points for Delaney Bowers. 64-43 Community. Just a dominating performance in this sectional game. After kind of a rough first half, definitely foul-ridden. Had 25 fouls in that first half. Community struggled a little bit, but they certainly came out and have shown, as the travel is called, on Community, so it'll stay with Pilot Grove. They've definitely shown in this game why they're 24-2. As Phillips gets it on the inbound, three-pointer off the bank, just missed.
Rebound. Almost banked it in. Wow.
We should also mention this Class 1 team, 24-2, playing in the CAC. Their only two losses this season coming to Salisbury and Cairo. Those are both, of course, conference schools, but Class 2 schools. Community undefeated against Class 1 competition this season. 64-43 as Community tries to dribble it out. 10 seconds left. Thomas will dribble it out. And Community heads to the state quarterfinals with a 64-43 victory. We will take a break, wrap things up, come back, give your final numbers. We'll talk to Community Lady Trojans coach Bob Curtis as well. That's after this two-minute break on Glory 97 and CentralMoHoco.com. Back here at Sturgeon High School, we're joined at postgame by Community Lady Trojans coach Bob Curtis. Coach, first off, good win. Your team really pulled away in that third quarter.
Oh, we had a great quarter. You know, I haven't seen the totals yet, but we shot lights out in that quarter. You know, we really struggled in the first half, and we just couldn't get loose. You know, give credit to Pilot Grove. You know, they had a good game plan, and we were nervous. You could tell, big game. Both teams really. It was a struggle for both teams to score in the first half, and we kind of loosened up. We come out, and I think, you know, two or three straight possessions, we got a bucket, and you could just see the load lifted off the kids. They were much more relaxed, and once we relaxed, we really should shot the ball like we have all year.
With that first half in mind, 25 fouls total in that first half. How tough was it to get a rhythm going with those constant stoppages with all the fouls?
Well, I'll be honest, we missed a lot of free throws in that first half, and that was Pilot Grove was getting stops because we weren't executing, we weren't making free throws, and they were. You know, honestly, they took the lead right there before halftime, and the bottom line was they were making some free throws and we weren't. So we definitely at halftime we talked about moving our feet, trying not to put them on the stripe so much, and honestly, you know, trying to get, you know, we were trying to get in the paint. You know, Shoop is great rim protection. You know, we were having a little trouble with Wolf and Shoop around the rim, and so, you know, we had to loosen up and hit some threes, and we really did. I don't know how many we had in the third quarter, but Bowers and Natalie just went off from behind the line, and I couldn't be more proud of the kids. We got in some foul trouble, but you know, down in the post, we just kind of, you know, our depth all year has been a key for us, and you know, I think we had one, you know, Sadie fouled out, and Brooks was in foul trouble, and so we went to Welch off the bench, and you know, Lauren for a little bit. So just our depth, you know, kind of helps us stay out of those situations and put fresh bodies in there that are ready to go to battle.
Yeah, you mentioned those big three-pointers, all three of those coming from your two leaders. Natalie Thomas finished the game with 26. She had four three-pointers in that third quarter. Delaney Bowers finished with 15. She had three triples in that third quarter. How huge were they coming up for you tonight?
Yeah, seven threes. That's what in that third quarter, I thought it was somewhere around six or seven. And they're, you know, they're our 1-2 punch, and they can go off like that. That's what I told them at halftime. I said, we've struggled. I said, honestly, the first time we played Pilot Grove, we struggled in the first half. And then we came out and really stroked, you know, really shot the ball well. And it was a similar, in you know, like we talked about in the pregame, playing a team three times, you could tell in the first half we knew each other. You know, they knew our game plan, we knew their game plan, and it was super tough to get any looks. And so we kind of stretched it out and honestly took more perimeter jumpers than trying to get inside because, again, you know, the third time we're in a position where we don't have a whole lot that they don't know, and vice versa. So proud of our kids. Pilot Grove's got a great team. Coach Scott's done an excellent job with them, and so I'm just happy to advance.
At the Chillicothe sectional for us, Scott Lunty reporting to us, Green City won that one 61-37. What do you know about this Green City team that you'll be going against in the quarterfinals?
Well, I know Littrell's a load. You know, she a great player. Seen them play. They're a great matchup. You know, similar to tonight with Pilot Grove. You know, got some nice role players around her. They're going to be a tough matchup, but you know, we're excited about it. We play one game at a time, and I think it'll be a great matchup on Saturday. And again, you know, like I said, you know, with Natalie and Delaney, our 1-2 punch, and literally it'll be a fun matchup. She's a great scorer, and so we're looking forward to it.
That's Community Lady Trojans coach Bob Curtis joining us after a 64-43 sectional victory. Coach, thanks for joining us postgame, and congrats on the win.
All right, thank you very much.
We're back in 1 minute to wrap things up on Glory 97 at CentralMoHoco.com. Back at Sturgeon High School one final time with Ben Wittenstein. First, we'll go over the final numbers for you. Elect our player of the game. Like we said in that postgame interview, Natalie Thomas led the way with 26 points for Community. Delaney Bowers had 15. We had Alexis Welch, Brianna Beamer, and Sadie Hoyt all with 6. Deanne Brooks with 5. for Pilot Grove, leading the way for them. Well, the only scores, Grace Phillips had 1 point. Aside from that, their only scores, all three of their seniors. Emily Shoup led the way with 22. Chloe Schlontauer at 18. Melanie Wolf had two. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll give this one to Natalie Thomas. Game high, 26 points. She had a huge, she had 5 3-pointers total in the game, but four of them huge coming in that third quarter. Ben, it was a very fun first game. Ended on a buzzer beater. We had a close one in the first half of this second game. Despite overcoming the, what was it, 48 fouls in that second game, still finished well and really just a dominating performance and a good outlook coming into the quarterfinals for this community team.
Yeah, I mean, community is going to be one of the most hard teams to get out of this state tournament at this point. They just can hit you from every different direction. They didn't really even open up the complete package of their post game. They just really shot from downtown, and Natalie Thomas is on. She's on. She's going to be hard to beat. So community can beat you in a couple different ways, and I think that's what's going to help them in the state quarterfinal game coming up at Salisbury on Saturday, and we'll have that game on regional radio.
And so the opponent for that one, of course, I mentioned the post game, Green City, winning 61-37, so it'll be Green City and community.
That'll be a fun game.
And the quarterfinals. We'll have that Saturday. That'll come from Salisbury, of course. We'll let you know broadcasters, station alignments later on in the week. We still got plenty to come this week. Ben and I will be back together
tomorrow. Got a trip tomorrow.
Tomorrow in Jeff City. Should be two fun ones. We've got the Cairo boys and girls in their sectional games from Elias. We'll have that tomorrow. Is that on Quix, I believe?
Yeah.
And so that'll be on Quix. And still plenty others to come as well. You can check out our broadcast schedule online. CentralMoInfo.com is still working plenty this week. That'll do it for us here from Sturgeon High School. For Stuart Cox, our board op back at the station. For Ben Wittenstein, I am Austin Ward signing off from Sturgeon High School.